You have infinite potential. You have infinite potential and you're never going to access it. As long as you keep buying into the same probabilities, the same patterns, the same excuses, the same frustrations. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. It is Saturday, the 30th of March, 8:05 a.m. It is almost my birthday. 58 times around the sun. God, I wonder what the next year's going to bring. I am infinitely curious. I'm curious about what the podcast will bring. Because I notice we live in a world full of all kind of confidence. People are confident that their excuse is real. People are confident that they will succeed someday. People are confident that they've got it all figured out. People are confident that it's never going to happen. People are confident that you got to struggle. And then they've got the guts to assert that you are infinite in potential, that you can accomplish anything. And I'm telling you, you can't. As long as you keep setting yourself up the same way. You've got to stop setting yourself up the same way. You set yourself up the same way so it seems safe. I invite you to stretch. Lisa Ann LaRocque asked an awesome question in yesterday's show. That would have been the 29th of March. You've got to watch the show. It's at feelitrealfun.com. And she asked a question that invited me to explore something. And that exploration includes this. I'm not all that confident in you. Because I'm not all that confident in me. I'm not all that confident. And by the way, do you notice that I also am not... You see, I don't doubt you either. I don't doubt that you can accomplish what you set out to. So if I'm not confident in you or me, and I don't doubt you or me either, what's left? What's left is this dance of discovery, where you get to become infinitely curious about who you are, how this works, what your next desire is going to be, how it's going to happen, and what it's like experiencing you being how God has the adventure of a lifetime. You see, from what I can tell, you are 100% divine and 100% human. The human part of you will avoid pain at any cost. Because pain equals damage, pain equals death. And I'm not just talking physical pain. I'm talking the emotional pain of somebody even laughing at you. Yeah, look, he tried, he failed. On the other hand, the divine part of you explores, the divineness of you wants to explore, wants to expand, wants to expand. The divine part of you won't settle for an explanation. The divine part of you chooses to experience more, please. The 100% of you that is divine wants to engage not constantly in the divine dance of discovery. And discovery always invites you to stretch so you can soar. The eagle has to spread his wings to stretch and soar. You get to stretch, you get to soar. God, I sit here and I listen to the bird song. This morning I sang happy birthday to one of my lovely, remarkable friends, family. She's like a sister to me. Happy birthday to you. Because it's her birthday, right? My Native American mentor said that the songbird sings the song of Thanksgiving before the sun rises. They said that the songbird's song of Thanksgiving is what lifts the sun up in the sky. Some people say you've got to be thankful for what you have so you can get what you want. Neville Goddard said, imagine being thankful that you have what you've desired. In other words, I wasn't thankful that I didn't have a car. I was curious about what kind of car I'm going to get. And I became thankful that I have my car so I can drive my dog on Ticklebelly Hill the way I want to. And when that thankfulness for owning my car to drive my dog the way I choose to was felt in my bones, I got my car for about half of what it should have been. This is how I play. I get immensely curious. And so I got to sing to my friend Sarah, happy birthday to you. In other words, I'm thankful that you are. I'm thankful that you are too. And I invite you to stretch and soar. I've got two suggestions for you. One, go to NevilleGoddardStore.com. We've got all kinds of goodies there. Pick something that appeals to you. If you're getting gold from the podcast, the gold mine is in the store. This is just whatever's on my mind. It's in those recordings and products that we dive deep. If you want to do what we do, if you want to get what we got, you got to do what we do or something like that. My other suggestion right now, join us in DreamDrivenDay.com. We start, I believe it's the 15th of April. When you sign up, you get access to the bonuses. Anyway, you don't got to do it on your own. You can join in the fun with us, DreamDrivenDay.com. Go check it out, 4 group calls. Private Facebook group for the members only, if you want to do that. Some people don't, that's fine. It's a lot of fun, though. Some people say, I don't get on Facebook, too much negativity. Just go to the group. You don't got a friend that, you know. Yeah. You can actually make friends. I'm curious about the friendships and family that get found every single time. Meanwhile, that's DreamDrivenDay.com. Let's imagine up something yummy. Let's imagine you joining us if you choose to. Let's imagine you exploring instead of settling for explanations. Let's imagine you stretching and soaring and never being boring as we go into the silence. All right, so Victoria's taking me out for lunch today. My birthday isn't until the 1st, but she's taking me out for a very special lunch today. And I'm curious about where we're going. I'm not confident that we'll have a good time. I'm curious how we're going to have a good time, what we're going to eat, who we're going to meet, the stories that I'm going to have to share. I'm curious about you. If you got gold today, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Let's dive deeper. Let's soar higher. Have a lovely day. See ya.